Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show of The Science of Your Health and You. Our show is designed to focus on the natural form and the functionalities of the human body to achieve optimal health. And I want to thank you all for showing up today. And I just want to give you a few particulars on how we're going to function today. And that is, if you are on the internet and you have a question, you have to call into the line, and the line is 714-816-4673. Again, that's 714-816-4673. And for those of you who have trouble with your carrier and unable to call in on your phone without a charge, you can always text me at 650-669-0458. Once again, that's 650-669-0458. You can text me your question. I'll be happy to ask our guest speaker for tonight to answer that question for you if you can't make it on. Also, we just want you to know that we're excited and ignited tonight. We always have some great information to share with you, and tonight we're going to talk about several things, but they all are interconnected, interrelated, as we always talk about here on this show. We're going to talk about the blood cleansing and the effects that has on the human body, but the focus is brain and the mind. So now I know you guys, oh, what the brain and the mind got to do with blood, everything. Everything. So in my little brief monologue that I'm going to give and open up to, I'm just going to share a few things with you. But once again, I want you to remember that they're interrelated and interconnected. Everything we say is going to get to the crux of what we're going to talk about today. And for those of you who have been on this line and those of you who are new to the line, it is so important that you understand that we have given out a plethora of information in our 11 months of being on the air. We've provided with tools and resources and information that is just unbelievable that you would never, ever get by going to your specialist or going to your doctor or your Medicare provider or whoever you may want to call. We have what we call science, scientific information, things that you can prove. You don't walk in and say you have a stomach ache and you walk out with a piece of paper saying, go take this medication. But never give you the opportunity to say, well, how did my stomach ache come about in the first place? You would never, ever get that in the medical profession. And I want you to understand that we have been deceived in a way that is unbelievable, and we keep going back and depending upon that very same person who's not providing us with information. So when we get sick, if he don't provide you with information, why do you keep going? It just kind of doesn't make any sense. So what causes that? We talk about our mental capacity. We talk about what we think and how we think. What's wrong with our thinking process? Why can't we function in a normal way? Why can't we be healthy? Why are we walking around, you know, wearing our food on our body? Why are we walking around with diabetes and high blood pressure, all these different diseases, kidney ailments, liver conditions, cancer, and no one has ever told you how these particular things come about? So the tools that we use here on IWDM Radio is basically we talk about the science of your health and you, and we use the term symptometry, which is the study of the human cell. The study of the human cell. Now, as we all know, all of us are nothing but cells. No matter what's on your body, no matter what's on your body internally or externally, it is cell-related. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. Showing you the relationship, the integration, the interrelation of all those things. And it's almost like having a collective bargaining agreement that's going on inside your body. Your body has all these components, and none of them are working right. So if none of them are working right, then what kind of chaos is taking place inside of you? Mentally, physically, socially, emotionally, spiritually? You have all kinds of issues. You don't even know that you don't even know. And that's a sad situation to have to sit here and talk about. It really is. But unfortunately, we find ourselves as an African-American group of people in a situation that we don't know, that we don't know. That frame of mind is the same mindset that we have with our people who are locked up behind bars. They are in prison, and they're locked up. We are in prison, and we're not locked up. The same situation, the same condition. So how do we restore that thinking process? How do we begin to redevelop and rethink and reshape and reform our ideas and our language and the things of that nature? When do we begin to take into consideration who we are and what we are and then make sure that it's being scientifically proven? So tonight we're going to get into that type of thing, but we're going to also talk about, what you know, blood cleansing. Rasheed, what does it have to do with blood cleansing? You're going to get to that point. You're going to understand why this monologue is so important for the dialogue. So right quickly, I want to just give you a few little basic structured pieces of information, which kind of breaks the ice a little bit and get everybody ready for the seriousness that's getting ready to take place. This is serious. We're talking about your life. We want you to be focused. We want you to have a better understanding. You know, if you got to get up and do some jumping jacks, don't get off this line tonight. Sometimes we come on and drop off. We miss the most important things that are pertinent to our development. And sometimes you need information so you can take care of your children. And that's what we focus on here. How can your children learn when the parents don't know? How can your children get the information when their parents don't know? We already know what the school systems have done to our children. We already know what the television has done to our children. We already know basically the misinformation, the disinformation, we have pretty much lost the ability to talk to our children reasonably without them having faith in us, because we act like we know and they look at us, we're doing things that we're not supposed to be doing, but you try to tell them what to do. So that policy in your household has to change. The equitable space that you have to inspire your children has to change. And it can only change if you know. So we don't want to be formally, we don't want to be incarcerated people. We want to be formally incarcerated people. We out. We're free. We can think. We have the ability to function. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So real quickly, this is a favorite of mine. I have to talk about this because it's so important that we know our history, know our mind management, know our mental health recovery situation. We have to know that we have to start at the origin of things. The origin of things. That all starts with Adam. Who was Adam? But the origin, we didn't know anything at that point in time. And from Adam, we learned all the different things that take place in the creation. We've learned all the particular things that are taking place in the world today. So if we have information other than the origin, we're in bad shape. We really are in bad shape. So I want to share this with you. This is what I teach in my classroom, some information that I think could be helpful. And I know I'm talking real serious, and maybe you can calm down with these statements, and maybe not. And it starts off with making sure when I complete my workshops and my seminars that I will honor my history by living the social conduct of my foreparents. How important is that? Our foreparents. I will vow to make the place where I live and learn a better place than the way I found it by my contributions to it. If we don't know what's going on, how do we contribute to it? I will respect the religious life, always seeking to do what is morally right and good. I will respect my parents, teachers, and elders in the community in which I live, and I will respect my peers and myself. I will take responsibility for my conduct. Give up my talents, give up my knowledge, and any skills to make the world and my environment a better place in which to live due to my presence in it. These are some serious seven R's that we're talking about here. I will live a life of reciprocity. I will give back in kindness that which I have received, because this is the only way to a good life. I will live in the rhythm of oneness, joy, and peace in the environment in which I live, and I also will live a life of redemption, recognizing that life always offers a second chance to redeem the mistakes of the past. And that is the theme. That last part is the theme of the science of health. And we always talk about having an opportunity to correct our past, but you have to correct your past with knowledge that's superior to the knowledge that you had before. So we want to make sure that we, as individuals, take advantage of the information that's been given to us. We have to face the handicaps that life provides for us and know that life is about up and down, and life is also about proper knowledge. So before we get started here, I want to talk about the one thing. I talk about the origin of things that we have failed to do, and we have failed to do for our children, and we have failed to do for our communities, religious communities throughout, no matter what your religion is. Most of those people are on the line today. We're not capitalized by one religion. We have so many different people of different religious doctrines on the phone today. So we want to try to greet you and share with you terminology that may be helpful to you. So I'm going to talk about this one thing, and I'm going to bring you our guest for tonight's show so he can begin to kind of coalesce some of the things that I'm saying. I'm just trying to say this to you because I love you. I'm trying to say this to you because I'm scared that our future won't be what it's supposed to be. I'm afraid that my grandchildren won't have the opportunities that I had. And one thing I'm afraid of is that our children will not be those children they're supposed to be, and quit calling our kids the future. Our kids are our present. That's the gift that God gave us so we can have a future. So I'm going to end it with this. Culture is a distinct social system. I want you to listen to me. Just really, really listen to me. And you can go back and listen to the tape tomorrow, because there's a live link that you can go by and hear this again. But if you don't remember anything about tonight's show, I want you to remember this. Culture is a distinct social system. It is the accumulative deposit of our knowledge, language, experience, our beliefs, values, attitudes, different meanings that we come into during the time we associate with each other. Our religions, all of our religions, all of our culture, the notions of time and roles that play, the concepts of the universe, the concepts of the universe is a part of our culture. Whoever taught this? The material object and the possessions acquired by its people over the course of generations through individuals and group living. We know that dance and music and clothing is a part of it. But every time we talk about culture, that's all we think about, music and clothes. But you can see culture is the womb of growth and development for us to birth a people, for us to give a path to prosperity, the opportunity to move forward and do things that have meaning. And I'll end it with this. And this is a historic research that's been done by a young man that I work with on a regular basis. He said, not since the greatness of Timbuktu, not since the greatness of Timbuktu, and all of us know what Timbuktu is all about, there has never been a descendant of Africans who stand to benefit tremendous in a tremendous position as a culture of the African American here in this country. And we look around, look at our children, look at our condition, look at who we are. We're going to provide you tonight with your own personal life plan for health. We want you to build your own personal health plan yourself. Here's your wellness recovery action plan that we're going to provide for you. We're here every Tuesday to provide you with that mind management concept so you can recover mentally, so you can recover physically. So you don't wind up in general hospital, all my children, young and restless. I want you to hear what I'm saying to you. This is serious. The question I have for you tonight, you don't have a choice but to make a decision. Am I going to do the right thing or am I going to do the wrong thing? That's the choice that you have today. So with that, we'd like to bring our brother Abdul Shaheed to the surface and share with you what we want to share with you, the study of the human cell. You hear what I said? The study of the human cell. So we want to open with this. We're going to have question and answers tonight. So anybody who has a question, anybody who has something you want to talk about, if you feel bad, if you look in the mirror, you don't see yourself feeling and looking the way you want to look, you have an opportunity to get free information to be diagnosed properly, scientifically. And that's what the symptomology is all about, to give us a proper diagnosis of our condition, a proper diagnosis of how we are in the states that we find ourselves in today, how unhealthy we really are because of the decisions that we make. So we're going to solve it tonight. Pick up the phone, call a friend, and welcome to IWGN Radio, the science of healthy you. And I'd like to bring to you our speaker for the night show, instructor Abdul Shaheed.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, my good brother.
We'd like to start off with Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here this evening, and also for allowing our listener audience to be with us as well. They could be somewhere else, brother Rashid. They could be somewhere else spending their time, and they chose to spend their time with us this evening. And
yes,
we're going
sir.
To give them their money worth, so to speak.
So, all right.
And they're not going to cost them a penny. It's going to cost them some time, but not a penny.
I understand. And time is money, so.
Absolutely. Time is money. Once you spend it, you cannot get it back.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's
incredible.
Right.
You can't get it back. But so let's make it worth the time. As a brother and sister, health is all about taking care of the needs of ourselves. And Brother Rashid did an excellent job setting the stage for us tonight. If we're going to improve our life, we have to correct our mistakes, which means we have to take full responsibility of the mistakes our parent made and the mistakes our grandparent made. They did the best they could. Now it's our turn. Now we're here. What are we going to do? Brother Rashid, the Almighty has placed everything within inside of us to take care of what we need to do here on this planet. He already provided everything for us. He positioned everything before he put us here. Everything was in place. And he put everything in ourselves to take care of our health, but too many people do not understand how those things work and how they operate. It is ourselves that produce our mind and the 11 systems See, the cells just figure things out. They have atomic intelligence to figure things out. Absolutely amazing. So they figure out that they need a mind to make decisions. That's what our mind is for. It makes all of our decisions. And there are consequences for every single one. And this is what health is all about. Because every time we make the wrong decision, our own body, our own cells will give us a hint that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. And that hint is in the form of a symptom. Symptom is a coded language that our body speaks to us to warn us, sometimes decades ahead of time, that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. Get back to normalcy. Get back in line. Get back to balance, to homeostasis, all of those words that means health. If we continue to veer off the paradigm of normalcy, then we'll continue to produce sickness and disease, and our disease will become more and more chronic. And eventually, a short life expectancy. This is the connection to our mind. There's consequences for every decision. Good decision, good consequences. Bad decision, bad consequences. It's already ingrained in the natural order, in the creation itself. It's already ingrained. No one has to watch over you. You think the Almighty is watching over us somewhere? No. Creating new splendors. This is what is happening. So symptomology is therapeutic signs that go to the root cause of every disease. Every disease has a product that produced it. We have to understand what food is all about, what it is. We must understand that also food kills, Brother Rashid. Food is a killer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I feel you.
And people don't believe that. Food kills. If you do not use science to select your food to eat to live, the food you're selecting will kill you quicker. Quicker. Because eventually, when we die, it's going to be because of food, eventually. For all of us. Believe it or not, brothers and sisters. If we don't eat food, we're going to die of starvation. And if we eat food, we're going to get sick. So what are we to do? We must use science. That's what we must do. We must use science to select the food to eat to live. We must use science to ensure that we are digesting our food thoroughly. We all have to gain knowledge that we don't have right now. We all must make a paradigm shift in our thinking. No one is coming to save us. Isn't that something, Brother Rashid?
Yes, sir.
No one is coming to save us. If somebody was coming, they already been here by now. We had 450 years of terror. If they were coming, they would have been here. We have to save ourselves, Brother Rashid. This is what we have to do. And the way we do it, we get the knowledge from the Creator and put it to the proper use. And that knowledge is already inside of us. We have to pull it out of us. And therefore, our health must be optimized at its best, not at its worst. Every disease will eventually become a neurological disorder. It would affect our brain, our ability to think, our ability to reason, our ability to have patience with each other, to be respectful towards each other, to be considerate towards each other, to be compassionate towards each other. If we cannot produce certain neurochemicals, certain neurotransmitters and neurons, this is what will happen to us, Brother Rashid. People have no patience. And isn't that what we see in the world today? People have no patience. They speed in to get to somewhere, and once they get there, they don't know what to do. It's amazing. So it is symptomology that brings our attention to all of these things. Our cells are equipped to reverse every disease, which means every disease is curable. Most diseases are preventable. If we nourish our cells properly, which includes scientific cooking and scientific eating and scientific living on this planet, This is what we have to enforce. We have to learn. Brother Rashid, Earth is a testing ground. And we talk all the time that we've sent here to be tested. Yeah, that's true. The whole Earth is a testing ground. But we sometimes forget that. We're being tested all the time. Planet Earth is the echo chamber of illusion and a testing ground with booger traps everywhere. Who's helping us to navigate planet Earth, teaching us what we need to do, these pitfalls that we're fought into if we're not careful? Now we have a science, therapeutic science, called symptometry, the root cause of every disease, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cells. Teach us how to nourish ourselves properly by using scientific cooking, scientific eating, and scientific living. Help us to remove the disease from our system by using subatomic particles called particulates. Polymer is another name for them. And to prevent diseases by properly using dehydrated nutrients and lipid molecules. They're called molecules. Dehydrated nutrients and lipid molecules. Those are the nutrients that our cells need that's not in the food. It's not in those supplements either that we go to the health food store and the pharmaceutical to purchase. It's not in the drugs we take. It's not in the vaccine that we take. It's just not there. Those nutrients that our cells need are not there. That's why we're sick. The cells are not being nourished. Matter of fact, they're malnourished. Our brain cells are not being nourished. Our nerve cells are not being nourished. That's why we have the pain, the inflammation, blockages, neuropathy, can't feel sensations. All of these things, all of these symptoms. So now we have a science called symptometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell, to help us, to teach us. Brother Rashid, there are seven fronts to health. And we must be healthy on all seven fronts in order to be optimally healthy. Sexual health, our physical health, our overall physical health, the health of the 11 systems that we talked about forever on this program, which include the lymphatic system, the circulatory system, the nervous system, the endocrine system, the skeletal system, the muscular system, all of these systems. 11 systems. With our brain and the three nervous systems being our foundation, all made from a matrix, everything made from the matrix, Brother Rashid. And you mentioned the broccoli cleanse that will help us to remove toxins and poison and concretion from the matrix, to help clean our mitochondria, remove the soot, the grease, and the grime, because many people fails to eat scientifically. So they become exhausted, lack of energy, because the mitochondria is filled with grease and grime, soot. All of these things. And no one has shared with them that they're able to remove those things. If they don't remove them, eventually you produce symptoms and diseases, and chronic disease on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to be healthy emotionally when we can't produce hormones? These things control human behavior. You can't produce enzymes that will produce all. Our brain is central. Our body is central. And cells is central. Nothing happens without enzymes. Two types of enzymes, Brother Rashid. Digestive enzyme and ancillary enzyme for repair and maintenance of the human body. And that's a mistake that no one told us, that we have to repair our body, maintain our body, every single day. Not just once in a while. Every day. Why? Because we eat food. We already said food kills. So if we don't remove the debris that food leaves behind, because we have salt in our blood that reacts with everything that we eat. It reacts with all of the nutrients in the food that we eat. That's what causes the debris. And some of us are eating 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. Even though we might be fasting, you're still not removing the garbage and the debris because no one taught you how to do it. So we are here now, and we must correct our parent mistakes and our grandparent mistakes and those people that came before so we don't keep repeating their mistakes and expect to get different results. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. We mentioned, you mentioned blood impurities, Brother Rashid. Blood impurities. There are many blood impurities. Most people do not have a clue. Every time we eat food, there's blood impurities that's going to be in our food, especially if you have an enzyme deficit. Especially if we have an enzyme deficit. What do we mean by enzyme deficit? That will lead to energy deficit. And the first thing a sick person said, well, I don't have energy. Why? They don't have the nutrient to produce energy. Those who are listening, if you have never heard this before, the human being is a high maintenance, energy dependent. We depend on energy, Brother Rashid, to survive, to keep living. We depend on energy. We're energy dependent.
Right.
We're high maintenance, not low maintenance, that we've been misled to believe that we don't have to do anything but eat food, drink water, go to the bathroom a couple of times. No, a lot more that we have to do than that. But energy dependent, which means that we must always produce the energy that we're using. If we don't always produce the energy that we are using, then we will be on an energy deficit, which means at some point in time, we're going to run out of energy, right? That's what it means.
That's right. Yes, sir.
If you're using more energy than you are producing, at some point in time, you're going to run out of energy. The moment you run out of energy will be your transition date, your date of expiration, whatever you want to call it, your date of death. Because death has been misconstrued in so many different forms. Now we're using science to get it back to the right perspective. If you run out of energy, that would be the date of your transition. Because we cannot do anything with this body, and you must have a body to be here on earth. You must have a human body. That's why we must learn to take care of it. If it's broken down and falling apart, you won't be around long. You won't be around long. So we have blood impurities. And we have neglected our cells. No one has taught us these things. Cell neglect, blood neglect. The two main causes for diseases. Impurity, a constituent which impairs the purity of something. That's what an impurity is. Blood impurity. The word impurity, a constituent which impairs the purity of something. What is that something we're talking about here tonight? It's our blood.
I'm sure.
We are impairing the purity of our blood. Our blood carries the life forces, the life energy, the oxygen, the resources that the cells need, the nutrients to produce energy, the nutrient to nourish the cell. So, Brother Rashid, so when we eat food, that food is broken down into three parts. Part one will give us some energy. The mitochondria will produce some energy from part of that food. Part two, there's a second part that would nourish our cells to help our cells to produce brain essential, body essential, cell essentials. They can't do it without nutrients. So there's some nutrients in the food to nourish our cells. And finally, the part that most people don't think about it is the processed part of the food. They're going to turn into garbage. That's going to turn into coal tar derivatives. That's going to turn into concretion, gouty deposit, cholesterol deposit, all these things. Stone, gravel, marble, sand. That's what it's going to turn into.
Brother Abdul, you know, I was thinking about bringing on the subject matter of blood, and you know, I was thinking about the article that I read on mosquitoes, and
yes.
Mosquitoes pick up. I mean, they go to filthy areas and bring viruses, and they turn around and bite us. And so, can you give us the relationship of bug bites and mosquito bites and all? It's not something for us to take lightly. So I would love you to just kind of give a breakdown on that particular part and what really other than food causes our blood to be in disarray, you know. And we know that food is one of those main areas, and the fact that we don't cleanse our blood and that creation of illnesses that's created from the continuation and the compiling of how you get what is called kidney stones and blockages in our veins and our capillaries and our muscles. I mean, if blood can't flow, what can it do? So
it needs to flow at a certain speed.
Yeah, insects. You know, let's just talk about that little simple thing, a little bitty mosquito, a little bitty bug bite.
That would aggravate all of us.
Yes. That's a
good example.
Now, yeah, that's relative to everybody.
Yeah, that's a good example of how we get blood impurities in our blood. Impurity. And you can imagine that mosquito is sucking up all kinds of contaminants, all kind of pollution, all kind of garbage. He's everywhere. And see, the fact of the matter is we're in his territory. That's why they're so angry. They've been around millions of years. And they are a nuisance to us, but really and truly, we're the nuisance to them. We're destroying their territory. We're reaping havoc with their ecosystem, their environment. But here's what happens when they bite us, and we're not even aware. We get that little whelp come up on our arm or leg, on our face, our neck. And we squat those things, and then we forget all about it. Every insect bite, including the mosquitoes, spider bite, flies, bug bite, ticks, fleas, all of these things, in their bite, that's what's called a halogen. Halogen. What is a halogen? Halogen is a chemical base made from mineral salts. Every bug bite have halogen. And here's another thing about halogen. Every drug have halogen in it, Brother Rashid. That also will put impurities in our blood. The very
outrageous
pharmaceutical that we take will put blood impurities in our blood. So those halogens reduced down to mineral salts. What's so bad about mineral salt? Here's what's bad about mineral salt. Mineral salt have anions and cations, positive charges and negative charges. Of course, if it's a mosquito or insect, they're going to have more anions, negative, than cations, positive. Get the idea? That's going to produce negative energy throughout our 11 system. That's what disease is. That's what a disease is. Negative energy, displacing positive energy in the human body, equal disease. Health is just the opposite. Positive energy, displacing negative energy in the human body, is health. That is looking at it in the simplest form, because we are energy, Brother Rashid. We are energy. We're dependent upon energy. We must produce energy. That's why we're eating food.
Right.
And if we choose to eat the wrong one, if we do not use science, that means we're using chaotic eating. If we eat chaotically, much of the food that we eat will dissipate or deplete our energy. And that's why the person is sick in the first place.
Right.
And the more depletion of the energy, the more debris and blood impurity would be circulating in our blood.
Mm.
Because you have to produce enzyme to remove the debris. Most people have an enzyme deficit. That's why we are susceptible to all diseases. We don't produce enough enzyme. And we're eating food that we do not have the enzyme to digest. We're eating food with saturated fat. And we can't break down saturated fat. We can't digest it. So since we cannot digest it, we'd be wearing it to become part of us. We can't produce lipoprotein hormones to neutralize fat. We can't produce emulsification hormones to neutralize fat. Our pancreas does not produce enough of the lipase to digest fats and oil. And our liver is not producing enough lipase to digest fats and oil. So since you cannot digest it, turn it into energy, your body's going to what? Store it somewhere, all over the place. Fat in the liver, fat degeneration of the kidney, fat degeneration of the heart. Sound familiar? The body will find places to put fat. You will have cysts. All these things, swelling all over the place, because the fat will be blocking other hormones, all the steroid and prostaglandin, which regulate body fluids. See how these things just start compounding?
Yes, sir.
So with the mosquito,
you know,
with the mosquito bite, they will produce over 3,000 different diseases, Brother Rashid, just from a mosquito bite.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Over 3,000 different diseases from one mosquito bite. The halogen will circulate in your blood forever until you consciously remove it, and you don't know how to do it. Most people don't know how to do it unless they're a student of symptometry. How to remove those things, the halogen from the bug bite. You cannot take any insect bite lightly. Many of those things cause heart disease. We wonder what causes heart disease. We're coming to all kind of claims, Brother Rashid. It could be the mosquito.
We
amazing?
Never know. It's true.
It's the mosquito.
We never know.
That will cause over 3,000 diseases in a human because of their halogen in their bite. And what are they after? The mosquito, if you swat them before they bite you, they don't even have any blood. So what are they after? What do they want from us?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they gravitate to a certain people, a certain person? Why do they gravitate to certain people? Because that person have a large percentage of hematocrats. They have a large percent of a hematocrit in their plasma. Blood plasma consists of plasma and hematocrits, immature red blood cells. They want them so they can fertilize their young.
Right, you have to stop.
We're going to start right there just for a quick second, because that statement was powerful. You know, I heard that every time an animal touches something, whether it be food or whatever, an insect touches, they always leave eggs anyway. And so you're telling us that this mosquito, who has no blood when he first bites us, but when he leaves us, there's blood in him.
Yes.
And he's fertilizing his future in our body,
So he's using the microcrest, the immature red blood cell, to use to fertilize their eggs. That's why.
Now I understand. Now I understand why blood cleansing. Blood cleansing is so important, you know, and that's what I was talking about at the beginning of the show. For those of you who had just come on the line, this is IWDM Radio, Block Talk Radio, and we're focusing on the science of health and you using tools and resources from the School of Symptomatology, which is the study of the human cells. The study of the human cells and everything about us, as you know, is a cell. We have 200 cell types, 75 to 100 trillion cells that make up the human body, 11 systems that we've been talking about here on this show. So if you missed this show in the past, please continue watching on Tuesday, and also go to our archive and pull down some of the shows on blogtalkradio.com/thescienceofhealthinyou, and you'll see a host of programming from November of last year. And we're going to continue doing that as long as we can. And we're going to go Facebook Live probably in November. So I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent, so, excellent.
You know, this, I mean, Brother Abdul,
it's
this
amazing.
This action plan that we're going to have to come up with. And we started talking about the mind and how it's interrelated, integrated. And as I told you, the people on the line, that it was going to come right back to where we are right now, because everything is interrelated and integrated. So our thinking process has been damaged. Our ability to perceive and consume information and dissect information and process information has been damaged. So when you start talking about blood cleansing, that allows us to begin to get back some of the things that we missed. You know, and I always look at the brain as being like us, the soil in the human body. And the seed is the words and information that we take in. And that materialization either is good information or bad information. Either you have growth or no growth. And
that's right.
As we look around in our communities, we see the condition and the state of affairs of our people, and you have to realize something, ladies and gentlemen. Something happened to us. Now, I'm not going to talk about what's wrong, because we all know what's wrong. But what happened to get us to the point where we can't think anymore? We can't respect anymore. We can't love anymore. We're fighting and shooting and killing. We can't govern our ability to process information. So what we're talking about tonight is exactly that. And it's starting with blood cleansing and the poisons and the potential of 3,000 different diseases. Whoever came up with that thought in their own personal life to realize that that little one mosquito bite could cost me my life one day. That's how serious this is. And we ask the question, are you going to make the decision to do what's right or do what's wrong? And both of them have consequences. And that's where we are right now on the science of health and you. IWDM Radio. Being those who are on the Internet who have a question, please call 650-669-0458 and text me the question so I can ask Brother Shaheed that information. Brother Shaheed is a professor and instructor from the School of Symptomatology. We're talking about real science, the science that nobody's going to tell you about, and it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Y'all better catch us before we start charging you for this information, because we're saving lives.
That's absolutely correct. You better get this plan before we start charging.
Hey, we are saving lives with right, correct information, and that's all we're trying to say. The science.
Absolutely.
Following this logic to its logical conclusion, understanding why we're the way we are. And you gave a perfect example on the statement that was made 2 weeks ago by the CDC about the obese state of affairs in our children. And as I said earlier, we have to quit saying children are our future. Children are our present, or we will not have a future. And if our children right now are in this bad of shape, you talk about all of our children from 13 to 24 will be have diabetes conditions before they're 30 years old. And when they make the statement that this generation of children will not outlive their parents, and you're trying to figure out
How can someone make that statement? Because I'm doing what is necessary to make sure you don't outlive your parents. I'm turning you into a medical and pharmaceutical machine for the growth and development of my income and my money. So please continue on this insect. And we're talking about blood cleansing. And we talk about the mental capacity to think. Both of those work hand in hand. Abdul?
Yes, that's excellent, excellent. See, our blood, Brother Rasheed, carries the nutrients, the resources that our cells need. They carry the vitamin, the mineral, the trace mineral. They carry the oxygen, the sulfur, the magnesium, the hydrogen, all these things, the electrical energy, the thermal energy, the nuclear energy. Our cells have all of these things. And if we get blood impurities or impurities in our blood, it will cause our blood to slow down. Our blood is supposed to move fast. There's three laws of classical physics. First one is motion. And when we violate those laws of physics, here again, our body will give us signs and symptoms, warning us that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. We must be in compliance with the laws of physics. We must be in compliance with the rules to health. We must be in compliance with the universal laws. And we must be in compliance with the pH rule. Four things. If we're not in compliance with all of those four things, well, the body will produce signs and symptoms, and the symptom will eventually become a full-blown disease. That's what will happen. So please pay attention. Every disease is curable, and most diseases are preventable if you know what to do. And sometimes it's teaching people what to do. You can become a self-coach to save yourself and your family and your associate, to teach them. This is how it's done. So blood is supposed to move fast. First of all, everything must move. If things start stagnating, is there atrophy? Is there stasis? Lack of movement? You'll be in violation of the first law of classical physics. Not only things must move with speed. Our blood must circulate with speed, at the speed of light. Brother Rashid, 186,000 miles per second. That's fast. When I think about moving my toes in milliseconds, bam, my toe moves. All I did is just thought about it. And many things happen in our body without us even thinking. Our cell produces thousands of enzymes in seconds. That's how fast things are supposed to move. My reflex, somebody coming up behind me, my reflex is supposed to be so fast and sharp, in milliseconds I can detect what's going on. But many of us can't do that because our nerves are compromised, and we have not nourished them, and we don't know how to nourish the nerves, and we don't know how to produce neurons that runs the brain and the body, Brother Rashid, neurons. We got to produce them by the billions every single day. If you fail to do that, many things in our brain will be lacking. Many things will pass us by. We won't even notice it. Our reflex will be too slow to notice. So blood impurities are things that will slow the blood down. Of course, mosquito bite and bug bite, just one of those impurities. There are over 40-something impurities that can be circulated in our blood, and most of them come from the food that we're eating, Brother Rashid. And we're going to give some example. We're going to give some example. People who eat nuts and seeds. There's a chemical in all nuts called prussic acid, P-R-U-S-S-I-C, prussic acid, which is another name for hydrocyanic acid, cyanide. Just keep it simple, cyanide. That's a poison. We all know that. In the world of poison, poison is poison as far as our body is concerned, because we do not have enzymes to digest poison. That's why poison is a problem for a human being. There's no enzyme we can produce to digest it, to break it down, to break the bonds on it. The bonds are held so tightly together, poison us. Prussic acid, if you eat nuts, nuts also have fungus, mold on them. And we have molds all over the place, toenail, fingernail, skin, and fungus, same way. Those are microorganisms. And when they find a nice, comfortable place to produce their young, a colony they will set up, a community they will set up, it's hard to get them to go away. They will fight very strongly. They can be removed. Sometimes you have what it takes to remove them, but you have to fight them because they think they're at home. We have these things living in us and on us all the time. We call men of the blood impurities, Brother Rashid. Men of the blood impurities will become growth factors for microbes. Think about that.
Just for a minute. Let me give this one.
You're listening to IWDN Radio, the science of health in you. If you're not taking notes right now, if you're not paying attention, if you're not calling a friend or a relative on the telephone, you know, you may have one of these issues going on that we're talking about today where you have the inability to process information. There is no way you can listen to the truth and not be moved by it. I mean, brother, nuts?
It's amazing.
You're trying to tell me. And now here's how they hide the word prussic acid. Cyanide, fungus,
yes. Hydrocyanic
mold.
Acid.
Is in
yes.
Eating some peanuts and some nuts and things that have nuts in it. And
yes.
I mean, do you know how many people eat nuts in this country? Not forget us.
Yes. They're programmed to buy them.
This healthcare crisis is bigger than we can imagine. You know, and I think you only get this information on IWDM Radio because anybody who's trying to make some money are not going to tell you nothing about nuts. You're just not going to get that kind of information because you mess with these people's money. You know, and they're not going to share this information with you. So this is the truth, the science, the logic that we're trying to follow here, that we may have a good understanding on what we have to do, on whether we're going to do the right thing by our bodies or the wrong things by our bodies. And the fact that you don't know what's right is why you're here on this show tonight, and you must share this with the most important people in our community. That's our children, our college students, you know, our children, our grandchildren, our babies. If we can begin to make this transformation early on and they not get adjusted to the nasty and the decrepit food that they've already told us, we use GMOCs to grow food that we give to you. And we tell you right now that GMOCs, your body can't digest. But I'm going to sell it to you anyway. Now, how gullible can we be? How disrespectful can we be when I pick up the telephone and call somebody up and say, hey, there's a war going on for my body and my mind. Let's get some weapons. This knowledge that you're getting today is the weapons to save your life, save your children's life, and take care of our future. We already, based on the sub-replacement fertility rate, and most of you guys don't know what that is. I want you to hear me. Sub-replacement fertility rate is if you don't stay in line with the 2.15 amount of children that every female produces, you will be, I'm not going to say so much, exterminated. But your culture, you will be eliminated from having any role to play in this country. And guess where African Americans are? 1.77. We used to have 2.9 15 years ago, but now we have been reduced down to 1.77 because, oh, you got to have an abortion. You got to do this. You got to do that. You know,
We have to wake up and understand that we can't receive the information I'm telling you right now until we get our health together so we can think. These people are telling us they are eliminating our community through death, through misinformation and the viruses, through killers.
Yes.
Our brains, our minds are not acting right. We're killing each other. So now we have women who, when they go out and just have sex, they get rid of it because I don't want to do that. But you're affecting the growth and development of a whole culture, a whole economic world that we live in. Look it up.
Absolutely.
Sub-replacement fertility rate. We are supposed to be producing 2.1 children per female within our culture, within our ethnic body. All right?
It's amazing.
I want you to remember that.
You.
Yes, sir. So I want you to remember that. So this food, this bad food, this bad information, this so-called virus that's killing us, this pandemic that they talk about, and if you think about what he just said, if your blood is dirty, you're subject to get anything.
Yep.
From that mosquito could be biting you and giving you the corona, whatever they call virus. So if your blood is not
all
clean.
All kinds of things.
And here we're talking about 3,000 diseases just from insects?
Just from a mosquito.
So as we got 1 hour. I mean, you all right on time today, my good brother?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure because what happens is this. We are in a position to share some information about the upcoming winter. We know winter is about a month and a half away. When the air gets kind of heavy and you don't get the balance of oxygen and, you know, so
and carbon dioxide,
the three levels of oxygen my body requires that we've been covered up all year and can't tell we got social distancing and so forth and so on. And now we're going into the time of year where the oxygen level of the air is heavy and we are in bad shape. And if you don't think that you're going to get sick, number one, you're eating wrong, eating bad.
Yes.
Number two.
Chaotic eating.
So here's where your mind comes into play. The frame of mind will determine your health. Because if your mind, let me stop. I'll let you explain that. Because I'm just a brother from the hood trying to do the world some good, you know?
You're right. You're absolutely right. If the mind agree with what the cells need, then you're going to produce a disease.
Yes,
simple
sir.
As that.
Mm-hmm. So once you go
let's
into that
more
for...
About precious
yeah,
acid.
We do, yeah, please finish that. Please finish that.
Yeah, here's one more thing about precious acid. That's in nuts, all nuts. It's found in all nuts and seeds. It never leaves a person's blood. Once you eat it, it never leaves the blood unless it is hydrolyzed or ionized. It is only syntomagy that does both of them. That does hydrolyzation and ionization. Only syntomagy is doing this to remove blood impurities. So, the prussic acid will circulate in the person's blood until they die. It is the leading cause of natural death. Eating
wow.
Prussic acid. Person die, the doctor would say, oh, she died of natural causes. He died of natural causes. Prussic acid. In the nuts they was eating, circulated in their body to the point that it killed them. It causes a 6-year lack of oxygen, coma, collapse, paralysis of the esophagus. If you can't breathe and those swallowing muscles in the esophagus not working for you, you're in deep trouble. Vocal cord, the bladder, paralysis of the bladder, the colon, the leg becomes heavier and heavier. You know you're losing energy in your legs. They're getting weaker and weaker. And you don't know about that natural law. Whatever is weak must be strengthened. You don't know about that. Nor do you know how to strengthen these things. The eyelid will collapse, will become paralyzed. The heart, the lung, and that list goes on. All from trying to eat some nuts. When we should just let those things stay where they are. All nuts. And seed. And here's the kicker.
Well,
Those things carry the ingredients, the chemicals for new life, for new plants. And if you abort the life in it, then you're going to pay the price. There's poison in there to protect what's in the seed and what's in the nut. The new life is protected by poison, believe it or not. You don't have to believe me. Do your own research.
I'll tell you. This is amazing information.
We're going to deal with a few more blood impurities. Can we talk about blood impurities? I got a list of them.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I come prepared, Brother Rashid. I come prepared.
I know you do.
There's a substance called cyclodextrin. And what can you find cyclodextrin? C-Y-C-L-O-D-E-X-T-R-I-N-S. You know where that's found, Brother Rashid?
What's that?
It is found in decaffeinated tea and decaffeinated coffee after removing the caffeine. Drinking the coffee and the tea without removing the caffeine is bad enough. And we think we're being healthier. We're doing some health things when we drink decaffeinated coffee. But here they cannot take the theobromine. They can't remove the theobromine because it's an intricate part of the coffee. And they cannot remove the theophylline from the tea because it's an intricate part of it. Both of those are poison as well. They'd be circulating in your blood, too, till you die. Blood and tears is what we're talking about tonight. Here's another one. This is a good one here. Cyclobutanol. C-Y-C-L-O-B-U-T-A-N-O-N-E-S. Found in irradiated beef, chicken, avocado, mango, papaya. They irradiate those things to last the shelf life, to make them last longer. They do not leave the body either, but they merge with other impurity to produce a complex impurity called recombinants. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it
They combine with other impurities in the blood to produce a more complex impurity, blood impurity, more complex one. Things are combining in the human body all the time. That's an example of it. We have in mushroom, people love mushroom. They think mushroom is safe to eat. Mushroom have succinic acid, S-U-C-C-I-N-I-C, in all mushrooms, all of them. That's no exception. When obtained from mushroom, succinic acid would merge with other blood impurity to produce those things I just mentioned called recombinants. Our Krebs cycle already produced succinic acid, a microbial growth retardant which slows the speed of infection until remedial action is found. So our own body produces certain things. And then when we add additional, more of them, they become iron inhibitors. If you're blocking iron, the iron will build up in your system and you will have suffered from iron toxicity. So health is all about keeping the balance. But if nobody's teaching you the balance, what do you know about balance? Absolutely nothing.
I hear you, brother. You know, you're uncovering the scheme. The whole medical.
Yes, the scheme is right in front of our face. See, they have been looking at pharmaceuticals. Yeah, pharmaceuticals bad. But that's a distraction from looking at food.
Right. I got you.
We got to look at both of them. Food and the pharmaceutical and herbs. All of them. None of them cure diseases. Even though people take them. None of them cure diseases. Food does not cure diseases. Pharmaceutical, they treat symptoms. They do not cure diseases. And herbs, the same thing. They just treat the symptoms. Removes blockage from one point to another. Blockage relocation, that's what Syntometry called it.
Yeah, blockage relocation.
That's what it is. And pretty soon you run out of space to relocate the blockage. Then what you're going to do? We pray and hope that it won't be too late to call scintigraphy to ionize, hydrolyze, and oxidize the blood impurities and take care of the needs of the cell.
Right.
Our mind, the cell created for us to make the right decision to take care of the needs of them. If you take care of the cell will take care of you. If your cells are healthy, you'll be healthy. If the cells are sick and congested, that's how you'll be. There's a direct correlation, Brother Rashid, to the health of our cells, to our own health. Body composes 75 to 100 trillion of them. And there are over 200 different cell types. We shared that information. You shared the information many times on this program.
Yes, sir.
And we talked about cell neglect, blood neglect is the cause of most diseases. But still, people still neglect them. They don't call to find out what they can do to remove the blood impurity, what they can do to sanitize their blood, what they can do to remove the congestion from the cells, to remove the concretion from the cells. Now we have concretion. What is concretion? These are the calculus, the lithium acid, the lactic acid, the sulfuric acid, the gravel, the sand, the stone, the marble, the gout of deposit. All of these things are concretion. They come in all kinds of shapes and sizes, Dr. Rashid, and our own body produced them. Our own body produced them. Our own cell will break down and form these different concretion. Each constituent part of the cell will break down and form its own unique concretion. This is how people say, well, I have sand in my eyes. I feel like I got sand in my eyes, because they do. The outer cell membrane will disintegrate and turn into sand. And no one has told the person that. Now we're telling you, this is what happened. You have to produce the enzyme to remove the debris that our own body produced. If not, it's going to build up and block something. It's going to be blocking a brain eccentric from being produced. It's going to block cell eccentric from being produced. It's going to block body eccentric from being produced. And whenever you can't produce those brain eccentric, body eccentric, and cell eccentric, something else will take their place. More concretion will be put in your system. Because emptiness does not exist.
Well, we want to make sure.
That's another principle in the universe, quantum physics. Yeah. Emptiness does not exist. If something's supposed to be there, and if it's not there, something must fill the void. There can be no emptiness. And our own body will make up the difference. And what else positive is supposed to be there, it will be negativity there. That's what's going to fill the void, negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And you already mentioned that negativity brings about diseases and sickness. You can't have both.
Well,
you have one or the other.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, we're going to try to get in a couple questions and answers here, you know. And
excellent.
It's kind of hard to even when this information starts being disseminated, it's so difficult to interrupt because it's so relevant. And the framing of the mind, and you know, it's like breaking out of prison.
you got the keys. You don't know what to do.
Hey, you got the keys to the main gate, man. You know what I'm saying? So, this language that you're sharing with us, even though it may be foreign to some of us, and I know it's kind of hard to follow, but you can always go back and listen to the show again another day. It requires that you study, and that's why we keep talking about the mind. And we open up with being in the right frame of mind and making the decision on are you going to do right or are you going to do wrong. That's up to you. There is no in-between. So you can live or you can die, and we're giving you life-giving information, life-giving words, so you can be able to control your own self by mastering your own mind and your thinking so you don't have to fall victim. And you have the inspiration that's being provided because of the information that we're providing for you today. So we're going to take a couple questions. And we have a couple questions from online, and we also have one with our hand raised here. We're going to take our hand raised first, and your online questions, please give me a moment. I'll get right to you. We have 111. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, look, assalam, Sister Amina. How you doing?
Yes, I'm happy to hear you all this evening.
Excellent.
Yes. I've been gone all day. I'm on the go. You know that. But what I wanted to ask is, I have a friend, and it really is not me. This is a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a while. And, I recently encountered her. I was in a Walmart getting something. I don't frequent that store too much. And so we had kind of like a little reunion, and I'm asking her how she's doing, and she's telling me she's been suffering from vertigo.
Yes, okay.
Vertigo.
Wow.
So I'm asking, you know, and I know I have another a sister friend that I know that she said, I know she told me a while ago she's dealt with that where her veins were. Yeah, she had varicose veins, but she had a vertigo as well. So I'm asking because I need to know, like, let me find out about that as well. You're like, wow. Can you speak to that? And also, I'm asking this for myself about the knees, you know, knees and joints. And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Go ahead. I was just telling the first one on your phone so we can get out the queue so we can take the next person. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead and answer that question.
Yes.
That's a very critical question.
Absolutely.
That other people on the
vertigo
line probably want to hear too. Yes, sir.
Vertigo. There's a couple of situations that the person is making mistakes. A couple of mistakes that the person is making. They love to juice different fruits and vegetables. See, here's the thing. Everything is made with atoms. Subatomic particle, proton, positron, neutrons, electrons. Everything in the universe is made out of those things, including the food that we're eating. Even we have them inside of us, subatomic particles. So when you juice fruits and vegetables, you're combining their electrons that will cause turbulence in the person system. This is what produced vertigo, turbulence, because the electrons have to be combined with valence in mind. They must match up. They must be in agreement. If you take one fruit and mix it in with another fruit, and then they have they not combined properly because of their electrons, then you can experience vertigo. This is where it comes from, brother and sister. Also, when you cook different vegetables and you mix them together, my mother always did this. She cooked the turnip green with the mustard green. Okay. They're not supposed to be cooked together. You had to cook them separately, because if those electrons merge together, then you can have vertigo. This is where it comes from. Mostly from plant food, eating plant food, mixing, juicing fruits and vegetables, or eating them and not cooking them properly will give you vertigo. That's for the vertigo. When you're talking about the knees and the joints and the bones, we talked about bones. The skeletal system. Our bones have to be nourished. There's a cell called fibroblasts that produce our bone. They help us to repair and replace our bones. Brother Rashid, there should be nothing old in our body. If something is old in our body, we have pain and inflammation, it is because we got old cells trying to do the function and job of a new cell.
Mm-hmm.
New must replace old. And in terms of cellular health, 3 days is old. Now, some people hadn't had their cells to divide in their joints and bones and ligaments in decades. So quite naturally, they're falling apart because they're eating the wrong food. They're consuming phosphorus protein that break down their bones. They're drinking milk. They're eating cheese and dairy. They're consuming ice. All these things would shatter your collagenic fiber, your bone structure. Instead of you nourishing them, you're poisoning yourself, and they're breaking down, deteriorating. Whatever is built must be deconstructed, Brother Rashid, and rebuilt.
Yes, sir.
Well, see, yours is being deconstructed, and you don't know how to rebuild it.
You know,
it is
only
becoming it's teaching us how to rebuild our body from start to finish, from head to toe, by replacing and rebuilding the matrix that we all made with. Our teeth has a matrix. Our bone structure have matrix. Our blood have matrix. Our brain have matrix. It is the matrix that produces everything about the human being.
I hope we didn't miss
the
that.
The matrix is the ground substance, Brother Rashid, the ground substance from which we're all made of. It is called ground zero. We heard that term before. Ground zero,
yes,
the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to do.
Yes.
We have to know how to rebuild our own broken body, step by step, stage by stage, matrix after matrix. And this is what we have to do with our time every single day. There's something that we can do to repair our broken body. Our body is high maintenance, not low maintenance. We must remove blood impurities so our blood moves with speed, at the speed of 186,000 miles per second, speed of light. If not, many cells will not receive the resources and the nourishment that they need to take care of you. They will not be able to produce body essential, brain essential, and cell essential because they won't have the nutrients. The blood must move with speed in order for the nutrient to be pushed into them along with the magnetic force that they have. It is force and energy that operate this body. If we eat food and drink beverages that deplete the forces, you'll be sick with chronic diseases, and that's what you'll die of.
Johnny, well, you know, the thing about it, Brother Abdul, is just that this information is so overwhelming to some of us, and I know it takes and requires a lot of ability to think and process it. But, you know, you're making it so plain and simple.
There's nothing
difficult about nothing you say. Yeah, you're using terms that we probably haven't heard.
But to tell somebody that a mosquito bite or insect bite has 3,000 different potential diseases.
Tell someone the information that you provided us with, there's no doubt there's something wrong, and not only just in our community, but in the whole universe.
All over
people
the world.
Are ill. You know, I was just at a convention down in Atlanta this past weekend, and they had a great cause. People was really committed. But, you know, just in my observation, I'm not trying to talk about anybody, but
90% of the people there, man, were ill.
Yes.
They were overweight. It was just like you could look in their eyes and see the discomfort, the inability, and the food that they were eating, man. I can't tell nobody what to do. But the fact that I've been studying I wish I could have gave this number out to everybody. It was over 1,000 people. Everybody in there need to be on this call tonight. And so we have to find a way to continue to promote good health, even though your commitment may be with you and your cause. You got to have good health. That's the legacy. That is the generational legacy that we keep talking about. We keep talking about wealth, wealth, wealth. Well, you're not going to have no wealth if you don't have health. So if we can pass on to our young people, and in both those words, health and wealth, it's the word heal. H-E-A-L.
Exactly.
It's in those two words. And so if we could just pass this on to our children, our future is grand. It looks great. And this is the type of thing we want to do.
So I want to take a phone call from the internet. We had a call here about the mosquito bite. You must have got to somebody for the mosquitoes.
Last weekend I went out. This is a California call. And I have 10 mosquito bites that popped up on my neck, and they swelling up. Are you trying to tell me I'm being poisoned?
and I can answer that question for you, but
that is real simple to answer that question. Yes, the halogen that's in the mosquito bite. All insects has halogen. That's what they have. That is a salt that will compromise your health. It won't kill you right away, but it's caused all kind of problems and will continue to circulate in your blood. And every time one bites you, they add up. It doesn't just disappear over time. No, you have to force those things out of the body by ironization and hydrolyzing them. And I just said that the way we do it, we use subatomic particle called particulates to remove those things,
sir.
Those blood impurities. We can remove every single one. But because we eat food and we in this predatory situation, there are predators everywhere. Some of those predators have, they walk on two legs and upright. But planet Earth has predators. They're everywhere. Most of the predators you cannot even see. They're called microbes, viruses,
yes, sir.
Fungus, bacteria, mold, yeast, worms that you can see and worms you can't see. All these things are inside of us. They go in and out of us. Every time we breathe, open our mouth, microbes are going in there. They're everywhere, brother and sister. No way you can prevent them. So you have to know what to do to repair our body and be a resistant against them. You have to know how to nourish your immune system, and taking the vaccine is not going to do it. It's just not going to happen.
Sure.
Because there are adjuvants in the vaccine. Some children develop asthma, eczema, psoriasis, keloid, shortly after taking a vaccine. How do you explain it? How do you explain it? Because vaccine has something in it that denatures enzymes. Anything that denatures your enzyme, after you can produce one, then you make it worthless, will put you in a bad way, because nothing happened in the human body without an enzyme facilitating it. How many times we have to say that?
What keep on saying.
Thing that caused such susceptibility to diseases. Something's in it. That's food for thought. You can carry it in any direction you want. We need to start thinking. Nobody's here to take care of us, Brother Rashid. We have to take care of ourselves, and we have to save ourselves. We must save ourselves first so we can save our family. Matter of fact, that's what the Quran says. Save yourself first.
Yeah.
Then your family, then these other people, then the world.
Yes, sir. So we're going to have to come face to face with this one thing. And the question I asked in my advertising that I sent out today, are you healthy? You know, if you're healthy, please come on the line and talk to us. Tell us what you're doing to make yourself healthy. Because guess what? I want to ask one question of you. If you are healthy, how do you know? What's been given to you to let you know that you're healthy? And what are the tools and resources that you can verify scientifically to say you can actually make that statement, or am I healthy? If you're not healthy and you want good health, you're in the right place. You're on IWDM Radio, the science of the health of you, discussing who you are, what you are, and whoever has that power can make has the power to also provide you with what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and when you're going to do it. So give yourself that power. And we're giving you that power tonight. Every single Tuesday on IWDM Radio, we provide you with this great information. We talk about the issues that we have with our medical profession. We're not talking about anybody. We just tell you the truth. Either they're telling you the truth or they're lying to you. That's the question you have to answer for yourself. You're going to have to be able to ask the question and not be afraid to ask the question. How are you diagnosing me? Why are you giving me these pills? Now if I come back and say these pills don't work, you give me another pill that interacts with the other pill. Can you tell me scientifically what you're doing to me? I guarantee he's going to get rid of you as a patient. He don't
right,
want you around. Because
you'll be out the door real fast.
I'm telling you. He's going to probably give you something to make you sicker than you what you really were for just questioning him. So, I know we're young and we're restless. And I do know that the issues centered around health care is something that we don't know. But as we uncover this scheme to prevent the evolution of our prosperity, to prevent the evolution of our good health, it is important that we know we're going to need a new language, we're going to need new words in order to implement these programs. And that is what symptometry is, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what it is.
Symptometry is a word. It's a new word. It's a new language. It affects, you know, what the words do. Words bring a message to your mind. That's the purpose of it. Words make people. So we do know that that message to the mind is full of nutrients and full of potential and opportunity to grow and develop. So I have a couple more questions here from the internet, and those of you who want to ask a question, we have about 30 minutes left on the show. Please press 1 on your phone. Look in the mirror. Don't get a mirror. Just look at it. Are you okay? Your leg hurt? Your knee hurt? Your ankle hurt?
Do you have extra weight? The food that you ate yesterday, are you wearing it on your side, on your back, on your stomach? Let's get real. We have to get real with each other and face the fact. None of us are well. Just accept that. And then when you accept that, it's like Alcoholic Anonymous. You got to admit that, you know, I'm an alcoholic, you know, before you can make any progress. And for us as individuals to be healthy, you would have to nod the fact, hey, man, I'm not healthy. And you know you're not healthy because you walk around with this body 24-7.
24-7.
And you start eating stuff just to forget the thoughts that you have about, I got to do something about this. So we drown ourselves in food, and that's the worst thing we can do. Drown yourself in
information and
education.
Then we get depressed.
That's the mental health piece. Here we go. Okay, so
yes.
I have a question here, and we really hit some subject matter because they asked me questions about what you're talking about. We had one on the mosquitoes, and now we have one. What do you mean I can't eat nuts? It's rhetorical.
Well, I'll just keep eating them. The wife, what happened?
Yeah, the person is being funny. She just said, please, you know, the explanation that you gave me was so powerful that you are scaring me. You know, I got to, this thing is up. I'm throwing away all the nuts in my house as we speak.
Don't eat them.
Impact on that person's life.
I wouldn't want to give them away to somebody else to eat.
She's throwing them away. So we can provide the suggestion on where we can go to get this information because we do have the information on a website, and we'll talk about that very shortly. We do have articles that are posted on this website that are just absolutely outstanding, and particularly about the things that we're talking about tonight. And we don't deviate from symptometry. We give you the truth, the fact, the education, information that benefits your life. But more importantly, guys, you know what I'm going to say? It's for those babies. It's for those children. It's for those grandchildren.
Yes.
It's for those neighbors' children.
Absolutely.
It's for your father, your uncle, your cousin. You know you have young teenagers running around in your family. You know, and I keep seeing these young ladies and these young men walk around with their stomachs hanging over their waist and wearing tight clothes, and they think they look good, but you're going to make yourself wear something that makes you look bad? There's something wrong with the thinking process there.
Yes.
So we said we were going to talk about the mind and the question on the nuts. She was just trying to let us know that the effect of what you said had an impact on her. We appreciate
Excellent.
You, and thank you for taking it in, because we don't want to tell you to keep on doing it because we know what the end result is going to be. Okay. So if you could just share a little bit about the mental possibilities and what this food does to our thinking process, and I think you'll make us all feel really, really bad about what you get ready to say, but that's okay.
I'm going to soften it for us, brother.
We don't know. So you tell me. So don't make it soft so make it easy to keep on doing it. Hit me with the home run. Knock it out of the park. All right? Go ahead, Abdul.
Yes, sir. Hey, here's the thing, Brother Rashid. You already said it. The body is interconnected, integrated, interdependent, and it operates as one biological unit. Everything is connected. Everything works together. There's nothing in isolation. A disease anywhere will sooner or later affect the whole body. This is how interconnected the body is, integrated, interdependent, interrelated. And to be healthy, once again, if a person says they are healthy, they have to be healthy on all seven fronts of health. You can't leave anything out. Sexual health, physical health, health of our organ, mental health. Metabolic health, emotional health, and the health of all the 11 systems. This is what health is all about. So if we have a disease anywhere in our body, sooner or later it's going to affect our brain. Our brain must produce neurons, neurotransmitter, neurochemical, hormones, enzymes, all of these things in order to function as a normal, law-abiding human being on planet Earth. This is what it takes. If you cannot produce brain essential to keep the brain healthy and to nourish the brain, how is the brain going to be able to function properly? How is it? How is the brain is going to give us access to all of our faculties? If we can't produce acetylcholine, which is a neurotransmitter, for thinking, Brother Rashid, of all things.
Right.
For intellect, to be able to comprehend, to pay attention, to have patience, you must produce this neurotransmitter called acetylcholine. You can counsel or be counseled all you want. If you cannot produce acetylcholine because of what you're eating, you're blocking the production of it, well, you won't be doing much thinking. And that is also the neurotransmitter for memory. What is a human being without memory? You can't remember your name, your God, your religion, your address. That time will come if we don't learn how to nourish ourselves. Begin to use scientific eating, scientific cooking, and scientific living on this planet. Planet Earth has a lot of booger trap, brothers and sisters. This is not the garden, and it's surely not the paradise. This is a testing ground. Symptometers say planet Earth is well known for echo chamber of illusion. What you think is real is not real. There's so many things that you cannot see that will affect you. Micro things you cannot even see will affect your health. They're inside of us already. Matter of fact, microbes are the enforcers, one of the enforcers to the health rule. They enforce the rules when you break it. They're already there watching you, waiting for you to make a mistake. Microbes, brothers and sisters, are the enforcers to the health rules. If you break the pH rule, the microbes are there watching you. You have three of them in your mouth. Your mouth is supposed to be acidic. This is just an example. Your mouth is supposed to be acidic. 6.5 on the pH scale that go from 0 to 14. If you use salt water to gargle, to rinse your mouth out, you'll be breaking the pH rule. Because salt is alkaline and your mouth is acidic. You change the pH of your mouth, you destroy those three good bacteria in it that keep your mouth healthy. You also end up with blisters, ulcers. Acid reflux will begin. If you use baking soda, because you ran out of toothpaste, baking soda is very alkaline. You change the pH of your mouth. You eat alkaline food. Drink hot alkaline water. 8.5, 9.5, 10.5 that people are selling you that you don't need. And you alkalize your mouth. You alkalize your skin. The pH of the skin, 5.5 on the pH scale. If you alkalize it, it would be dark in color, very dry and brittle, and cracking and bleeding. If you alkalize your skin, our skin is our first line of defense. Our first line of defense. Our skin is a membrane. That means things goes in and come out. Goes in and come out. That's what a membrane is. It allows certain things in and allows certain things out. If there are blockages in the skin, then the skin would not be able to release toxic and waste, sweat. If there are blockages in the skin, your own skin will not be able to produce the moisturizer. Those sebaceous glands will not be able to produce the oil that it needs. Then you have to go to the store and buy oil and cream when your own body produces those things. You don't know what they're made out of. Our own body will produce the best moisturizer on the planet. But you're going to the store spending money on oils, lotion, cream, pomade, and you don't even know what's in them. And they change the pH of your skin. Then you go run to the dermatologist, and you think the dermatologist can help you. No, they cannot. They don't know what makes the skin healthy. They'll give you some drug to take. And drugs do not cure diseases. herbs do not cure diseases, and surely food do not cure diseases, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
So
I got. Yeah, we do, and I tell you, we're in a learning lab. I just want to welcome to IWDM. Welcome to IWDM Radio, the science of your health and you. Now, if you don't understand what that's being said after listening to this show, I really say pick up the telephone tomorrow and call Dr. Abdul Shaheed and get some help, because your ability to process information has been damaged. This show is just so empowering. It is so much information. I know you can't digest it right away, but the question is, are you healthy? Go look in the mirror. I mean, come face to face with who you are. Go right ahead and look yourself in the eye and say, I'm okay. I dare you. Because you know good and well, none of us are okay when it comes to our health. Who knew about skin health? I know so many people with lotions, Abdul, and creams, and this and that, and they get
the worst skin.
They get the steroid stuff, and your skin get real thin. You know, it's like, and here's the key. Nobody ever told us there was three levels to the skin.
Absolutely.
Three levels. You know, so I want you to touch on that just a little bit since you went there on that, because our first line of defense is our skin. So if we're going to tear our skin, we're going to break down that defense, and certain things can't get in and certain things can't get out. My goodness, the microbes going to have a ball.
They're having a ball.
That security police is already inside that community of self and who we are and what we are. And I always say community of selves, and that's what we're talking about here. Know thyself, know thyself. Take that F away, because we've been blown away with misinformation, disinformation. Now I'm going to give you the right information. Know yourself.
Yes.
If you know yourself, you know who you are, what you are, how you are, what you can do. Empower yourself, and knowledge is power only when you know how to apply it. So if you can talk about, I want you to finish up on the skin. Because I have my daughter. I got to talk to my daughter again about that. But I got to come with some weapons. I just can't tell herself they don't have no weapons, right? So that's three levels of skin, just like the three levels of oxygen. If we could kind of start shedding down right about now, we have 15 minutes left. And those of you who have a question, please press 1 on your phone. Don't wait till 2 minutes before the show is going to go off and have a question or you can tweet. I always ask that you take notes, have your pen and pad ready to go, kick your shoes off, get ready to go, and please don't be eating any seeds while you're on the phone. Listen to us talk. being facetious, I'm just kind of keep a smile on your face because I know how difficult this information is. On to truth. You're being told the truth for the first time in your life about who you are, what you are, how you are. And accept it. I know the truth hurts, but the truth also shall set you free. So help me God. So with that, we got a hand raised here. So before we go, we got a couple of hands raised. Hang on. We're going to take this one particular hand. It's from my hometown, St. Louis, Missouri. It says 314. It don't mean you're in St. Louis, though. 314-395, please state your name. Tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Oh, yeah. This is Sister Dorsey. I was calling to find out why you haven't sent the literature yet to me. Because my niece needs it so bad.
I mailed it twice. I don't know what's going on here.
Really?
Favor,
you did?
I don't have it. Sister Dorsey, do me a favor. I want you to call me after the show is over with, and I want to talk to you. I'm going to make sure I get a next-day air package to you. But I need to confirm that
because
it's going to the right location.
Every time I try to call you after the show, I can't get no answer.
Okay.
I guess you'll be out or something. I don't know.
No, I got people calling me on the telephone. It gets crazy. But I'm going to wait. I got your number here. When that number pops up, I'm going to answer it because we are not going to let you go another day.
You say you sent it out already?
Twice. I sent it to the address that you gave me. So I want to confirm that and see what happened, because there are some serious UPS problems taking place in this country. I want to make sure that I get this to you. I have it registered or signed for. You're going to get this package, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much for calling.
She really does.
I understand. I do understand. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure she gets this information and the phone number that we're going to provide you with and the website that we're going to provide you with, so you can be fully loaded to fight this battle that your daughter, your granddaughter, everybody have to fight. Thank you for calling. Thank you for sharing.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Push one on your phone as you go out. I appreciate it. So that one, we had another hand that dropped already. So we have about 14 minutes left. So let's do this. Let's finish up on the skin and the brain and whatever and the oxygen levels that we were talking about. And about take about 5 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes to talk about that. And we're going to wind down and provide the audience with the information that you need to continue this education. Continue this. This is a learning lab. Don't say you haven't learned anything. Please don't say that. What you learn is some things that maybe some of us are too old don't want to change. But, you know, don't worry about you. Just think about your children. Think about your grandchildren. Think about your nieces and nephews and those who don't know, because the duty of those who do know is to teach those who don't. So go ahead, Dr. Abdul. The mic is yours.
Yes, our skin. And there's so much that we can say, Brother Rashid. Excuse me. There's so much that we can say. There's so much about our skin that people have many misconceptions. The skin, like I said, is our first line of defense, and the skin is also our biggest organ. Isn't that amazing? It is the biggest organ. And what happens, our body is so adapted and we do everything to try to keep us healthy and keep the person alive. So much of the blood impurities and the debris that we talked about earlier will find its way on the skin, because our own body will do all that it can do to keep as many impurities from our blood as possible. So it will use the skin as a sponge to put many of the impurities to keep it out of the blood. Isn't that amazing? We'll find it in our skin.
Wow.
So our skin is an indication of our health. And so if our own body will find places to put saturated fat, fat globules, metabolites, excess everything, excess grease and grime, you'll find it on your skin. Because the body is trying to keep all these impurities out of the blood, but it ends up in the blood anyway. So what does it take to have excellent skin? First of all, stop putting all that crap on it. Coconut butter. No coconut butter on your skin. And I know I'm going to make a lot of people angry. I'm sorry. I have to speak the truth and the total truth and nothing but the truth. Not even shea butter on your skin. It should go on your skin. Now, you can do whatever you want to do. It's up to you. We all have to make our decisions.
Since you're going to go there, you might as well go with the sea moss.
Yeah. Stop consuming sea moss. You have mucilage. Mucilage come from a plant that have a lot of starch, gluey stuff. It causes things to stick together. Your lungs, your heart, your kidney, your liver, all will be stuck. And they will not function properly because of mucilage. Very sticky stuff. And you don't know how to remove it. So don't use these things. They're not going to make you feel better anyway. They're just going to remove some blockages and relocate them. That's all they're going to do. To have excellent skin, we need sulfur, the right sulfur. And eating eggs is the wrong sulfur. So what is the right sulfur? The collard green, the turnip green, the mustard green, the broccoli, the celery. Excellent sulfur. Our skin needs mineral salts from sulfur to produce our own mineral salt, not from the health food store, not from the pharmaceuticals. Our skin, number one, need good cholesterol. If you have a cholesterol problem, you'll have a skin problem. If you're cooking with the wrong fats and oil, using peanut oil, vegetable oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, olive oil, If you're using these oils to cook your food, you're making a big mistake. You will have high cholesterol. Our skin needs HDL. There's three levels to our skin. Brother Rashid already mentioned them. Three levels to our skin. And on our skin, we have our hair. On our skin, we have our nails. All these things are indication of what's going on inside the person. I don't need an x-ray. I can look at the skin, the nails, the hair, and they can tell me all kinds of things about the person. And that's what we have them for. It's an indication of what's going on inside. Health is from the inside out, not the opposite, not from the outside in, putting things on our skin. No, our own body will produce all of the moisturizer that we need if you're optimally healthy. If you got dry skin, something is going on wrong inside. You're eating the wrong food. You're making big mistakes. So go and put something on the skin to correct what you're doing internally is not going to correct the mistakes. We're here to correct our mistakes, to move forward, to make progress. This is the purpose of life, believe it or not. That's the purpose. We need copper. We need copper. We need zinc. People who live on being a vegetarian and vegan will be depleting zinc from their body because of the plant fiber that they'll be consuming. Zinc is paramount to cellular health. That's all we're going to say about it. You need niacin, B vitamins, to have good skin. And those intricate bacteria, 32 strands of bacteria in our colon, will help us to produce all of these material, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
If we know how to nourish the colon, and we nourish our colon by eating scientifically, cooking the food scientifically, releasing all of the amino acids that our DNA is made up of. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
We eat food to get the amino acids that make up our DNA so it can always be repaired.
Hmm.
If the DNA is not repaired, the gene will never release the blueprint to it so it can pass it on to the three RNAs. If that does not happen, our cells are compelled to produce symptoms and disease. That is the cause for every disease. I just explained it. No disease is a mystery. I just explained it.
Okay. Let's, as we wind down, we have about 5 minutes left on the show. And those of you who have a question, press 1 on your phone. And this is IWDM Radio, the science of health for you. And we have had a ball tonight. It has been an educational experience. I am enjoying it. Don't want to let you go, but we can't hold people too long. The beautiful part
about
it is
I got a sign that I got to finish.
Yeah, class is every Tuesday, it's 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, and also 7 o'clock Eastern Time and 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we know we have this class ongoing. At the same time, there's also classroom instruction. We have a library that's available to you called the Internet, and with all types of material. We can go and pull down and check out a book or check out an article on some of the things that you want to talk about. So we have no hands raised, so we'll take this opportunity for the next 2 or 3 minutes. And allow you to shut down and show us where you're going to be from today, this day on to next Tuesday and some of the opportunities we have for us. Abdul?
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. We have really enjoyed ourselves this evening. And the time just goes so fast, Brother Rashid.
I know.
It seems like we just got started. Yeah, but nevertheless, we like to share our contact information. Even though people get a lot of the information from us, but in order to reverse your condition, reverse the disease, to remove the blood impurity, you must use particulates, subatomic particles. The subatomic particles produce the thermal energy, the heat, and the electrical energy to dissolve these blood impurities and the concretion, to smash the bonds on the poison that's in halogen. The bonds must be broken. Centometry offer those bond breakers. So that's things that we have to do. And unfortunately, food is not going to do it. You can eat scientifically, but if you already have the disease, food is not going to cure it. It will prevent other diseases from being activated, but it won't cure the one that you have. In order to cure diseases, we must use particulates. That is what's used to remove the disease itself, the product that produced the disease. Every disease has a product that produced it. Every disease has a product that's produced it. Anything else is treating symptom, and symptom is not the disease. So we just wanted people to be aware and have the truth. We have to remove these things from our blood. So there's things that we can do that will help facilitate us being healthy. But at some point, we have to cure the disease. And you must use particulates and molecules to do it. Dehydrated nutrients and lipid molecule, high-grade lipid molecule. So if you have a need to contact us, please feel free. You may reach us at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. And we'll be speaking tomorrow on AM 360 that most of you are familiar with. We have this program called Optima Health. And you can access the program and participate along with us, pretty much like we're doing tonight, by dialing one of these two numbers, 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Those numbers again is 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. And we also have a website we like to encourage you to go to. Many different articles are posted there, and you might find your own disease and condition there explained where your doctor would not have explained them to you properly. And those articles will share with you the mistakes that was made and what must be done to correct the mistakes. You may go there by accessing this website, amsos.org. Again, amsos.org, the American School of Symptometry not-for-profit website. A lot of information posted there, Brother Rashid, for people to utilize and do their own research, do their own investigation.
That's
find out about the school, what's offered at the school, yes. A lot of information being posted all the time. There's no need for us not to know. We now have a school that can educate us about health and where health comes from.
That's it.
We don't have to continue to be miseducated. We don't have to continue to be misinformed. And we can gain this information so we all can be out here researching and protecting our own health, protecting our community, advancing the community. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had How to Eat to Live. Now we have another level of advancement, scientific cooking, scientific eating, and scientific living on planet Earth for a human being. That is called the fitra, the natural order of things. And we're under the laws, whether we know them or not. And if we violate the laws, that's a price to pay. Symptomology can help us to prevent from violating the laws, the rules to health, and all these things. So, Brother Rashid, so we have enjoyed sharing tonight. And there's other things that we're going to be bringing, God willing,
yes, sir.
On our next episode. Yes. So we'll give you an opportunity,
yes,
to share with our listeners the numbers and the time. Thank
yes,
you so
sir.
Very much, and we thank our listener order for tuning in.
Oh, man, thank you so much for taking the time out to share with us this pertinent information. And IWDM Radio, we have many shows that take place during the course of the week. And we'll have our public broadcast announcer come on and just share with you what the rest of the week looks like. And so we will talk to you soon. But in the meantime, listen to the advertising, the broadcasting information. It's pertinent information for yourself and for your family and your community. Please be sure to share. Watch your head.
Yes, and salam alaikum to you, Rashid Salam, and to you, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to IWDM Radio listening audience. Excellent production tonight. Wow, on blood. Boy, how much insects love blood, too. But they utilize it for. So, alhamdulillah, hopefully our radio listeners took great notes tonight. And the beat goes on here on IWDM Radio, as tomorrow it is the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaw-Dean and yours truly, Mark Shaheed. It begins at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And the outstanding publication that we have, Parenting Skills Based on the Quran, The Sunnah of the Prophet, Practical Application for Various Ages. Please tune in for that. Following the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, it is the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. And we will have a very distinguished guest. He's the national commander of MAVA, MAVA being the Muslim American Veteran Association, and that would be National Commander Lyndon Bilal. He will be my special guest at the MGM Roundtable. It begins at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's 7 p.m. Central and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Thursday, the Sister Learning Lab. That's the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Quran Shakir out of the Jewel of the South. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed, for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. It begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And for just a few minutes, we'll have one of our very scholarly imams, and that is Imam Fahim Shuaib, will join us for a short period of time as we'll be celebrating our 7th anniversary on the national radio, starting with the sister station, AM 360, now continued here on IWDM Radio, so you don't want to miss that. And then Friday, it's Salatul Jummah Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized, can't get out and about, they can come back to IWDM Radio with the Imam Mikhail Sayer. It begins at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Here on IWDM Radio. The longest running production, as they just celebrated the 10th anniversary here on IWDM Radio, is Words Make People. Once again, with the very distinguished Imam Mikhail Sahir, and that's each and every Sunday afternoon. It begins at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. As you always have very intriguing guests and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. And that brings us back to the first of the week, as you just heard an outstanding broadcast with the very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam and his returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab, where you always got to bring your pen and pad because you never know what you're going to hear, but I guarantee you, you're always going to hear something is that you don't know about the science of your health in you, as we got tonight. It begins at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here each and every Tuesday night, the Science of Your Health in You Learning Lab with our very distinguished, esteemed host, Rashid Salam, and Instructor Abdul Shaheed. We also want to remind you that we need to support the Muslim Journal as it has supported us for many, many years, as it is the lifeblood of our community. So make sure you get your subscription, and if you can get a subscription for a family member, a friend, an associate, a neighbor, or maybe your local library. So with that being said, this salam is for you and yours. Back to you, Rashid Salam. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you so much, Mark Shaheed, Ali Masanam. And this is it, folks. This is the end of the show for the night. And I ask you to enjoy the song that we bring to you every morning, every afternoon. So I think when you come online, I'll wake it up. You know, we just need to wake up and make sure we know what we're doing. And so this is what this show is all about. So thank you so much for showing up tonight, Sam and Eagle.
Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best thing. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
All right. That's all, folks. Thank you so much. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.